Tickets, please.
Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway, one of our favorite days of the week. And this week there are two highly anticipated wide releases, big releases. After Earth is a father-son survival movie starring real father and son Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith. And Now You See Me starring everyone from Michael Caine to Jesse Eisenberg and a whole bunch of others. As usual, our movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, are here to weigh in. Rafer, of course, is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. You can always subscribe to their podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. Hi, guys.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Welcome. Always great to have you here.
Thank you.
As always, let's start with trivia, if you please.
All right.
Here comes your trivia question. Don't answer. We're going to save the answer for the end of the segment. Kristen is already looking at me churlishly. So we've got a new post-apocalyptic release starring Will Smith today that we're going to talk about, After Earth. It's a genre he likes. Listen to Will Smith in another post-apocalyptic scenario. Listen.
Every single person that you or I has ever known is dead.
Now, that's I Am Legend from 2007. I Am Legend, however, has already been made twice, but under different names. Name one. Big bonus points if you can name both. I Am Legend has already been made twice. Nothing new there, Will Smith. Name one of them, and name them both. You'll get the super bonus prize for today. All right, so let's move on to some of the week's big releases. Actually, before we do, I wanted to ask you guys about something. We've been talking about binge watching for a couple of shows this week. Breaking Bad, in my case, Game of Thrones, I've been binge watching. Those are things that we love. Here's the question I have, though. What have you ever walked out of? It's sort of the flip side of the binge is like something that's so bad, in your case, in movies that you just walk out. I know what mine was, Falling Down with Michael Douglas. I walked out. It was just so bad.
One of my favorite movies.
Oh, Rafer.
One of my favorites.
I walked right out. What have you walked out of?
I've only walked out on one movie in my entire life, and it's because a friend of mine forced me to. He would not shut up until I left the theater, and that was Tank Girl.
Tank Girl, which you would have stuck it out.
It's a point of pride. It's a point of pride to me to watch every movie to the finish, and it's the one film I have not seen.
Part of your job, I guess. Kristen Meinzer, what have you walked out
in
of?
In that way, Rafer and I are very different. I've walked out of so many movies, I can't even keep count.
Pick one.
And I can tell you, the very first movie I walked out of, I think I was 10 years old, it was Howard the Duck.
Oh, wow. Truly horrible, yeah.
So bad.
Couldn't even tolerate it as a 10-year-old.
Not even as a 10-year-old. No, yeah. Could not do that.
Yeah, we're getting lots of thumbs downs from the control room as well. I think you've got some backers there. The only other thing I'll say is that I would have walked out of Secret Life of Bees, except I wasn't allowed out because they showed it in the jury pool room, and I wasn't allowed to go. I was forced clawing at the doors and forced to watch Queen Latifah and Dakota Fanning in The Secret Life of Bees. It was a very mild form of jury duty torture. All right, so that's movies we've walked out of. Let's get on to this week's releases. We've got After Earth starring Will Smith and his son Jaden, father and son, playing father and son. Let's listen.
I'm tracking a life form moving towards you from the west.
It's closing rapidly.
50 meters. 40.
30. 20.
10. It is right there, Katara. Do not move.
Kristen Meinzer's suspense, I'm sure. Lots of special effects. What do you think?
There are special effects. There is a little bit of suspense, I suppose, here and there. The movie is about a father and son team. They crash land on Earth, which at this point in the future is uninhabitable. There are crazy creatures everywhere. It freezes over at night. It's incredibly dangerous. The Earth is not as we know it now. Their spacecraft crashes. Dad is stuck in the spacecraft because his legs are broken. Son has to trek 100 kilometers to where the tail of the ship is, where there's the equivalent of a gun where he can shoot off into space and people can say, oh, look, it's a flare gun. We'll go and rescue them. Now, the problem is Will Smith, the main action hero who we all love, is just stuck on the ship the whole time sitting in a chair with his broken legs. And Jaden is off out in the world getting orders from his dad. And so we're watching Jaden most of the time. And to me, it felt a lot like watching a video game with a character you don't get to spend much time with and an avatar who won't listen.
Rafer, what Kristen is describing sounds a little bit to me like Charlie's Angels. You know, he would sit on the speakerphone and tell them sort of what to do.
That's right. Listen, Angels. Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's telling that the clip that you played is probably the best one you could get from the studio. This movie is so dull and so boring. And poor Jaden Smith has got to carry the whole film on his shoulders. It's really just him and a bunch of CGI wildlife in the film for 2 hours. And that's it. And like Kristen was saying, Will Smith, the guy you kind of came to see, is stuck on the ship. And, you know, it's an M. Night Shyamalan film. And I feel like this is really just another real disaster. It's almost as bad as Last Airbender, I thought.
Our team calls it a flop. That's After Earth. That's a definite no from Kristen and Rafer. Let's move on to Now You See Me. Listen.
Showmanship and theatrics. When a magician waves his hand and says, this is where the magic is happening, the real trick is happening somewhere else. Misdirection. A basic concept of magic.
Not interested in the concepts of magic. I want to know how they robbed a bank.
You're an idiot if you think they robbed a bank.
Kristen Meinzer, that was Morgan Freeman I heard there. There's a big cast, Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg.
Everybody's in this movie, and it's a great movie. It's not just about magic, it is magic. I just loved every minute of this movie. It's about a team of magician bank robbers assembled to steal money. On their tail are those two voices we just heard, an FBI agent played by Mark Ruffalo and a magic debunker played by Morgan Freeman. And will they be found out? Will they not? You'll have to find out because it's just magic. I can't tell you that secret.
And completely worth seeing, apparently.
I loved it. It was such a joyride. I really highly recommend it to everyone.
So glad to hear that. Well, so we have one definite no-go from Kristen and Rafer and one definite go, the definite go being You See Me from Kristen Meinzer. All right, guys, let's move on to trivia at the end here. I played you a clip from I Am Legend 2007 with Will Smith. That movie has been made twice already. Listen to this first remake, 1971.
You are discarded. You are the refuse of the past.
You're full of crap.
How hard it is to admit the truth. Take him to the little room.
1971, Kristen Meinzer. What are we listening to?
I have no idea. I'm just going to say Legend. I have no idea.
Well, it's not a bad guess given the title. Rafer?
I think that one is just called I Am Legend.
Both incorrect. I'm so pleased. 1971, that is Omega Man, starring Charlton Heston.
Oh.
Yes, it was. A wonderfully, wonderfully horrible bad movie. See Omega Man, Charlton Heston, at his most, most arrogant. The other one, The Last Man on Earth, 1964, Vincent Price. Both remakes of I Am Legend. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer.